While the world's attention has been focused on Iraq and weapons inspections this week, the worst fighting in months has been reported in Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan government troops engaged with rebel forces in a mountainous region of southeastern Afghanistan near Kandahar. The U.S. military estimates 18 rebel fighters have been killed. Joining us now from Kabul is the New York Times reporter Carlotta Gall. Carlotta, how did this fighting begin?
It's interesting. It was yesterday mid-morning. The American Special Forces were examining a compound. They fell into a firefight with several gunmen. They killed one, wounded one, and captured one. And it was when questioning that detainee, who's an Afghan, he said, there's a lot more fighters up the mountain behind us, several kilometers away. And so they then sent in Apache helicopters to investigate. And the helicopters came under fire. Now, this was by then late afternoon, yesterday afternoon. And that's when they mobilized the quick reaction force to go in and investigate. And they had a fight. They were battling all night, from what we hear, for 12 to 14 hours.
What's known about these rebel troops? Are they connected to the Taliban?
The first reaction the Americans are saying are they were the men of Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, who's a long-time former Mujahideen commander who fought the Russians way back in the 80s. Many of his commanders then joined the Taliban. So we're not quite sure whose men these are, but inevitably he and the Taliban have joined forces, we think, because they're both opposed to the American presence in Afghanistan.
Is this an indication of an escalation in fighting right now?
We've been hearing a lot of reports that Taliban supporters and Hekmatyar's people and even Al-Qaeda, sort of foreign fighters, Arabs and so on, have been preparing something. And so a lot of people have been bracing themselves, of course, in the coalition troops and the U.S. troops especially. We're not sure what they were trying to do, whether they were just hanging up there in the mountains or if they were actually training or planning some bigger operation. But there's been many reports recently in the last 2 months that these groups are planning and preparing new and bigger attacks on American forces in Afghanistan.
How many U.S. and Afghan troops were involved, and were there any casualties among them?
They're reporting no casualties at all. They say there's 350 troops, American troops, on the ground, along with some local Afghan troops. And then, of course, there's the aircraft.
Carlotta, you're covering this story right now from Kabul. Are you expecting to head down to southeastern Afghanistan, to Kandahar? Do you expect more fighting there? You're going to be heading in that direction?
We're certainly going to be watching it tomorrow. There is a plane taking some journalists down tomorrow. To me, it looks like the major battle was through the night, and now the troops are moving through the area looking for survivors or pockets of people. And this has happened before. Somehow these rebels melt away. And we'll see if they find anything, but the bombing might have killed some and scared away the rest, and it might be all over. But certainly the U.S. military is saying it's a very big area and the operation will continue for several days while they check the whole area to be sure there's no one left.
Okay, thanks very much, Carlotta.
My pleasure.
Carlotta Gall is a reporter for The New York Times.